Today's devotional, the trees in the Word. Trees play a significant role in the Bible, from the tree of life in the Garden of Eden to the tree upon which Jesus died. These trees remind us of God's eternal plan for humanity, His provision, and His desire for us to live fruitful lives. Let's explore some key trees in Scripture and the lessons they offer. The first one is the tree of life, God's gift of eternal life. Genesis chapter 2 verse 9. The Lord God made all sorts of trees grow up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and that produced delicious fruit. In the middle of the garden, He placed the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of life in the Garden of Eden symbolizes eternal life and communion with God. It was God's desire for humanity to live forever in His presence, but sin separated us from that promise. However, through Jesus, the tree of life reappears in the book of Revelation as a promise of our restored relationship with God. Reflect on the eternal life God offers through Christ. How can you live today in a way that reflects your eternal destiny with God? Trust in His gift of eternal life and draw closer to Him. Make sure that you have that tree of life, close and personal. The Oak of Mamre, a place of encounter. That's found in Genesis 18:1. The Lord appeared again to Abraham near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. One day Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent during the hottest part of the day. Under the Oak of Mamre, Abraham encountered God and received the promise of a son even in his old age. This tree represents a place of divine encounter and a reminder that God fulfills His promises, no matter how impossible they seem. Think about the promises God has made to you. Are there areas where you need to be reminded of His faithfulness? Seek moments of quiet encounters with Him, trusting that He is always working even when His promises seem delayed. The fig tree, a lesson in fruitfulness. Matthew 21:19. He noticed a fig tree beside the road. He went over to see if there were any figs, but there were only leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." And immediately the fig tree withered up. When Jesus cursed the barren fig tree, it was a powerful illustration of the importance of bearing fruit in our lives, in and out of season. God desires that we not only have the appearance of life, but also produce spiritual fruit. Back then you had the Pharisees who looked like they had a lot, but had very little. It's important to have evidence of a vibrant relationship with God. How is your life bearing fruit for God's kingdom? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you grow in areas like love, joy, peace, and kindness. Don't settle for just looking like a believer. Live in a way that reflects the fruit of a transformed heart. The cedar of Lebanon, a symbol of strength and stability. So Psalms 92:12 says, "But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon." The cedars of Lebanon are often used in Scripture to symbolize strength, stability, and longevity. These trees were known for their durability and their majestic height, much like the character God wants to develop in His people. Are there areas in your life where you need to grow stronger or more stable, like the cedar? Allow God to deepen your roots in Him, strengthening your faith so that you can stand firm in the face of challenges. And then we have the tree of Calvary, the cross. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds you are healed." The most important tree in the Bible is the one upon which Jesus was crucified. The cross, often referred to as a tree, stands as the ultimate symbol of love, sacrifice, and redemption. It is through the tree of Calvary that we are saved and reconciled to God. How does the cross or the tree impact your daily life? Remember the sacrifice. Jesus made that sacrifice for you on the tree of Calvary. And you got to live in gratitude, reflecting his love and grace, not just love to him vertically, but also love to others horizontally. Heavenly Father, thank you for the beautiful imagery of trees in your word. From the tree of life in the Garden of Eden to the tree of Calvary, each one teaches us about your love, strength, and desire for us to live fruitful lives. Help us to grow deep roots in you, bear good fruit, and always reflect the life we have through Jesus' sacrifice. In his name we pray, amen. Trees in the Bible represent life. They represent strength and the deep spiritual truths that God wants to cultivate in us. Whether it's encountering God like Abraham under the oak of Mamre, or bearing fruit like the fig tree, we are reminded that our lives are deeply connected to the Creator. Let the tree of Scripture inspire you to grow stronger in your faith, bear fruit for his kingdom, and rest in his eternal life as he offers it through his Son, Jesus the Christ. In and out of season, be blessed and be encouraged.